Kitten had always been abrasive as an older sister. As far as her stepbrother could remember, she had been rude, short-tempered, and outright cruel to him. To everyone else, however, Kitten had been the sweetest little kitty around. The head cheerleader and the hottest one to boot, life came easy for Kitten. Friends, status, and money. She was the queen bitch of the high school, while her brother was a footnote in her story. Things, however, never remained the same for long. Sometimes in the most unexpected ways. Bro. Hey, open the door. I know you're in there. Stop being a little punk. I'm not gonna do anything. I just wanna ask you something. Come on. Finally. When I tell you to open the door, you open it, idiot. What are you doing in here? I don't care that it's your room. I live in this house too. And it is my business, so... Whatever. It smells in here. It smells like a man. What? Don't worry what I said. If you must know, I said it smells like sweat and too much male body wash. Were you taking a shower? Well, I guess you were. I mean, your hair is wet. Whatever. Well, if I want to touch your hair, I can touch your hair. Idiot, I'm your older sister. Yes, it so happens that it does come with certain privileges. Anyway, well, the reason I came in here, I heard a rumor that you were hanging out with Ashley from my cheerleading squad. Is it true? What? Oh, you were. Well, why? She wanted to hang out with you? No. Like, I find that hard to believe. You're serious. She asked you to go to her house? Just out of the fucking blue? And you went? Oh, okay. Well, you shouldn't be bothering with the girls from my cheer squad. They're busy and don't need a simpleton like you. Well, I don't care. She invited you over. What did you guys do anyway? What, she wanted you to do her homework for her? Oh, okay. Look, I know that you're a little nerd and some of the football players make you do their homework, but she invited you to her room. Oh, well, no way. Oh, you're lying. Well, yeah, you would fucking lie about something like that. Make it seem like she wanted you. What, you kissed her? Fuck, no way. Ew, Ashley? She's not even all that. Like, look, first of all, the girl has no chest and needs other girls to do her hair, for crying out loud. Oh, and you don't care about that? Oh, because she's so nice? Oh, okay. Well, aren't you fucking sweet? Is that all you two did? It is my business. Now stop stalling. Oh, you fooled around. What does that even mean? She did what? She pulled your cock down and sucked it. Oh, well, now I know you're lying. Yeah, R2. Oh, she heard from Liz that you have a big cock. Well, I know you don't have one, so. Ashley must have been disappointed. you don't. Because Ashley told me she hangs out with you and that you had a monster cock, but I knew that she was lying. It's trying to get clout by saying that she got laid, the fucking virgin. So you're telling me that you fucked Ashley and Liz? Ugh, you're a liar. Liar. So my little stepbro has been banging my cheer squad behind my back this whole time because they somehow heard that you have a monster cock. And how did they find out, idiot? The pool party? Because Liz walked in on you changing? Oh, fuck you. Show me then. Go on. Yeah, I have to know if you're lying. You can show me. I want to see if the rumors are true. Look, we're not related, idiot, so it's fine. Plus, I'm your older sister. It's my duty to protect you. I can't have these girls taking advantage of my idiot brother. Besides, it would reflect poorly on me. Come on, take them off, or I will. And I won't be careful. That's it. Now your underwear? No. I don't want it poking out of your boxer briefs like some weird worm. I want to see the whole thing. Oh my god. Okay. Okay. It's just, it's so big and thick. Kitten bit her lip and played with her hair as she was mesmerized by her brother's hefty cock dangling between his legs. This whole time, the cock had been under her roof, and Kitten had been none the wiser. It was the biggest cock she had ever seen. Bigger than her boyfriend's, the team captain for her school's football team. Bigger than the college senior she had fucked at one of the prep parties. Kitten wanted to reach for it, to feel its weight in her hands, to feel it resting on her face. Wait. Hey, don't put it back so soon. I know what I said. But I... not done. And so it's true then. You fucked Liz and Ashley. Oh. No, I didn't know you had it in you. Those fucking sluts. Well, did you like it? Did you like fucking average girls? Oh, it was good. And what is that supposed to mean, hon? I bet they don't even know how to play with a cock that big. No, I would know. I would know how to treat it right. You want proof? Come here. Oh, don't look at me like that. Just come here. Kitten got on her knees. As her brother walked up to her, she moved her hair to the side and inspected the massive cock. It smelled good. Whatever Kitten's brother had used in the shower had made him smell like a real man. Kitten found herself licking her lips, her face hot and her pussy beginning to get wet in anticipation. She reached for it, with one outstretched finger running it down and starting at the base, and ending at the shaft. The cock twitched. Kitten smiled. You like that, huh? You're so sensitive. Blood began to pump into his cock, filling the spongy cartilage and slowly erecting it into a firm, hard pig sword. Jesus Christ. It's even bigger when it's hard. Kitten grabbed the cock with one hand, her hold firm. She pulled some of the skin back with the head of the cock staring back at her. Kitten kissed it, soft little kisses. Oh, stop fidgeting. I'm working here. Kitten continued to kiss it, giving it the odd lick here and there. Oh, Buck, I want it in my mouth so bad. You should feel lucky, Punk. I'm the hottest girl on campus and the baddest bitch in the city. And you have me interested in your cock? Hiding that monster from me this whole time. Kitten slowly sucked on the tip of the cock, testing it out, edging herself. Nothing good ever came from gorging oneself after a while. Little by little, she worked her lips around the cock, deeper into her mouth, testing how far it could go. Oh my god. It stretched my fucking mouth out. I can feel the shaft of my tongue. Fuck. Suck my mouth with it. Bitch. Fuck my face with your cock. And so he did. Kitten felt his hands grab her head and then shove her with the base of his cock. Her eyes rolled back, watering. She felt saliva drip out of her mouth and the cock went deep into her throat. Yes. Yes, you little bitch. You actually have it in you. Kitten stood, grabbed her brother by his chin, and whispered in his ear, "You're gonna fuck me with that cock. Like you're a real man. You understand?" Before he could answer, Kitten pushed him aside, then jumped on the bed, pulling her skirt off her and her lace panties to the side. "Take me from the back. I want to feel those balls slapping on my clit." Kitten's stepbrother grabbed her by the waist, angling his cock into her wet pussy. The boy could hardly believe what was happening, and despite the hell she'd put him through for the several years, to see her thirsting for his cock superseded whatever negative feeling he had towards his stepsister. Plus, she was drop-dead gorgeous and had a booty to die for. His cock began to push in, slowly at first, his thick head finding a bit of resistance at the entrance. "Oh, you're so fucking big. Oh, you little shit. Oh, God. I can feel you stretching me out already. Oh, that's it. Fuck yeah." His cock pushed through, slipped halfway in. He could feel his stepsister's inner pussy tighten around his cock. The feeling was incredible. "Yeah. Yeah. Ah, fuck me. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I'm a dirty little whore for my stepbrother's cock, yeah? Ah, yeah. Fuck me, yeah. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me like a manny pussy. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, I don't even know if I can take the whole thing. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. You being so aggressive? Oh, fuck, yes, I can take it. Oh, it's fine, I can take it. Oh, yeah, don't stop. Oh, I can take it. Oh, my slutty pussy can take your cock, daddy.
Her stepbrother got into it, grabbing his stepsister's large, soft breast and pulling her close to him. Her back to his chest, his cock deep inside her.
Oh, yeah, daddy. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me like the dirty little whore that I am. Oh, tell me I'm better. Tell me I'm the best. Oh, tell me I'm the queen slut of the cheer squad. Oh, God. I can feel your cock in my womb. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, make me yours. Oh, let this cock ruin my pussy. Fill me with your cum, you fucking bastard.
They were close, so close to coming, he slipped his hand below her knees, pulling her up in front of him, balancing her on his cock.
Oh, shit, daddy, yes. Oh, like that. Oh, like that. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me like a little fucking whore. Oh, God, I love your cock. Oh, God, I love your cock. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. Oh, fuck me in every fucking hole. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, come in every hole. Oh, come in every hole, my buddy. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, God, I'm gonna come all over your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Baby brother. Oh, maybe I was too hard on you. Oh, but now you can be hard on me. Oh, I'll see you later. The guy.